Hey guys, this is Heidi Miller with a pre-blog entry Audioboo. Yeah, I just kind of wanted to throw some thoughts down here on Audioboo in the instance that I don't actually have a chance to develop a fully throated blog entry on this particular topic. What's the topic? Well, B.L. Ackman, whose Twitter handle is What's Next, recently posted a tweet that said, "Dear corporations, nothing you do in marketing, social media, in your stores, or anywhere else matters if your customer service sucks." Truer words were never spoken. And this was in reference to a customer service call issue she was having with UPS, one of those calls that takes well over an hour and it's to resolve a problem that's around $30 and definitely not worth your time, but you have to do it because of the way the corporation has the customer service structured. Now, since one of my clients, Spoken Communications, is really focused on customer service and on IVRs, yes, those voice recognition phone systems that are out there that a lot of people can express a lot of frustration with, this issue is of particular importance to me. And I would agree with this. You know, when for the Diary of a Shameless Self-Promoter podcast, I had the opportunity to interview Frank Eliason, who is the genius behind Comcast Cares Twitter account. And one of the things that really came out was, in spite of the fact that Comcast has a huge reputation for terrible customer service, Frank Eliason, who is in charge of their Twitter and social media monitoring and response, is a huge devotee of customer service. He lives, eats, breathes, and sleeps customer service. And for that reason, that particular branch of Comcast's customer service, the Twitter account and social media monitoring, is extremely effective. Now, the issue is, of course, that that's just a part of Comcast's overall customer service. However, I think that really goes to show what BL is saying here, that if you care about customer service, that will make a difference. It will end up making a difference. And I like to think that the efforts that Frank's group are making are going to make some type of difference corporation-wide, overall in the company. The thing is, I believe it comes down to the fact that customer service starts with you, with every person in your company. It has to be a corporate culture. It can't just be one person flying the flag or raising the banner. It needs to be something that every single person in the company cares about and that every single person in the company has a reason to care about. It must be part of the corporate culture. So those are some thoughts. What do you guys think?